Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I want to take a few minutes to give you a word of encouragement from Psalm 59 from the life of David. This is relevant no matter what you're experiencing right now, but especially if you're in a difficult situation. Maybe there's trouble in an important relationship or financial instability, or you've been waiting for God to heal you or someone you know. Now, before we go to Psalm 59, I want to take us briefly to another psalm. When I'm feeling weak and overwhelmed by circumstances, I often start praying Psalm 147 because it tells us something important about God. I like how the Message translates it. It says, "Our Lord is great with limitless strength. He's not impressed with horsepower. The size of our muscles mean little to him. Those who fear God get God's attention. They can depend on his strength." Isn't that great? I love this because it tells us that God has limitless strength. This strength doesn't end. It doesn't run out. And it's available to us through Jesus. I also love that it says, God isn't impressed with our own abilities. What we can or can't do isn't the main focus. The main focus is us looking to God to bring his strength into our situation. So with this in mind, let's go over to Psalm 59. If you know anything about the life of David, you know that he went through trial after trial after trial, intense trials. He was chosen by God to be the next king of Israel, and then experienced having the current king try to kill him, repeatedly. He was on the run for years, living in caves, he was betrayed, he was lied about, he was mocked. In fact, when Psalm 59 was written, it's when the king had sent men to watch David at his house in order to try to assassinate him. Talk about living at the height of intensity and stress. And David hadn't done anything wrong. When people have been through a really difficult experience, their words of wisdom often mean a little more, don't they? I mean, they've walked the walk, they've been there, so that makes their opinion a little weightier, right? That's David. The interesting thing is that these trials could have made David bitter toward God and toward life, but they didn't. Do you know what the trials did? They made David a worshiper. Don't you love that? They made David a worshiper. Through all of the trials, he chose to draw close to God for friendship, for survival, for sanity, for relief, for encouragement. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is written by David in Psalm 59, 9 through 10. He says to God, "O my strength, I watch for you. You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God." Notice that David addresses God as his strength. He knows his strength comes straight from God. And David calls God his fortress. Synonyms for fortress are high place, refuge, retreat. But here's another interesting thing. David also says to God, "I watch for you." He's watching for God to show up to help him. He's expectant. David knows that God will come through for him. He knows. He doesn't doubt for a second. He knows from experience after experience that God will not fail him, ever. Now, David was a mighty warrior who was celebrated and revered among the people. They even sang songs about how many enemies he had killed. This was the guy you wanted leading you into battle. So, with that in mind, one might think that a man known by all of Israel to be the greatest in battle, who had killed Goliath even, would be sufficient in his own strength and intelligence to rout the men who sought his life, the men who were plotting to kill him. But David's victories didn't come because he, or his horse, or his army, were so strong on their own. His victories came because God was with him, God demonstrating his strength, routing David's enemies. And as you read through the Psalms, David, more than anyone, knew this without a doubt. These verses in Psalm 59 highlight to us that not only does David understand that God is his strength and protector, he's watching and waiting for God to show up. He's expectant that God will come through for him in his great need, that in the midst of David's weakness, God will meet him with his limitless strength. You know, I've learned through experience that God always wants to draw us to himself. God desires for us to fully rely on him. He wants us to yield our control to him. So sometimes he'll allow certain situations to come into our lives that accomplish just that, coming to the end of ourselves and our own strength and abilities, not having control over a circumstance, having to fully lean on and rely on and trust in God for deliverance. That can be a tough thing to do until we fully accept that God's way of doing things will always come from a place of infinite wisdom. His ways are higher than ours, and His strength is highlighted in the midst of our weakness. I've experienced this many times in my life, but maybe none more so than an intense year-long time of anxiety I went through a number of years ago, which also resulted in years of almost debilitating anxiety when it came to flying. I'm thankful to say that God has completely delivered me from all anxiety. I'm totally free from it now. I'm so thankful. But when I was experiencing that anxiety, truly all I could do was cling to God, to fully lean on Him and His limitless strength. I was like David, watching, waiting, looking for God to show up and help me. I was expectant that He would come through for me. And do you know why I was expectant? Because God would come through for me over and over and over again. He's amazing. That's why I knew to look for Him, to expect deliverance. And God wants to show up for you too in every small or large concern. So a couple of questions to leave with you today. The first one, what are you attempting to do in your own strength that has left you exhausted from trying? Or what isn't working in your behalf and in your life because you're in control of it, holding it tightly, trying in your own strength to make a specific result rather than opening your hands and surrendering control to God? When difficult things happen to you, do you want to let yourself become bitter, or do you want to become a worshiper? I want to be a worshiper. This week, let's be conscious of putting our heart and mind in a continued posture of surrender to God, in a posture of reverence, respect, and awe. God promises that when we do that and rely on Him, He will come through for us with His strength, which is limitless. His strength in that difficult conversation we need to have. His strength in the midst of a stressful work environment. His strength in the middle of sleepless nights with your child. His strength in your illness. His strength to meet your every need when you feel like you can't keep going. Let's pray. God, You are mighty, powerful, loving, and kind. You are our only source of true strength, and You are forever our deliverer. We surrender ourselves completely to You, and we let go to You every situation and person we've been trying to control and all that we've been trying to accomplish in our own strength. We trade our limited strength for Your limitless strength working through us, so You'll be glorified. In Jesus' name. Have a great week, everyone.